Thought we had something special.
Nope. Not anymore.
Damn, look. You know he's the president, right? Of where you live? America?
He's not the president of my heart.
Luke, I'm pretty sure I established
this. This might have been what I was crying about earlier.
Yeah, I will not engage.
Callbacks.
What was that? What did you say, Luke?
I was breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm probably going to leave.
No, don't leave.
No, it's very clear that you do not want me
here. There's another Obama here.
What do you mean another Obama?
Look behind you.
Oh, shit!
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
Now, let me be clear.
Whoa, that's my line. That is my line.
It's our line.
Our line.
Both Obama.
How is this possible? Where are you from? The future? Or
yes.
The past?
Yes, the future.
Oh, the future.
But my voice is a little bit different.
How'd that happen?
Future. In which Luke's impression of Obama becomes more spot on. Because in the past, his impression wasn't that great. But I'm the Obama of the future, in which his impression actually becomes spot on for future Obama. So regardless of how I speak, it will work out. Are you following me? It's a little complicated.
Yes.
My existence is a complex thing.
Yeah, definitely sounds complicated.
Now let me be clear.
That future sounds bright. It sounds very bright. All right. In the future, that Luke's impressions are more spot on, and he feels less. I would love to see a future where my kids can go listen to Luke's impressions and not be thoroughly disappointed, which is what usually happens now in the present. So you're telling me that in the future, Luke's impressions will become infinitely better. Is that what you're telling me?
They won't become infinitely better. Now, let me be clear.
You said that 3 times, but go on.
I only say it so many times.
Why, because you love me?
No, because Luke, apparently... Luke feels he can deliver that line better than on any other words. Now, let me be clear.
Oh, my God.
It's a fallback. You see?
Oh, yeah?
He's insecure.
I see.
About words he hasn't tested out with the accent.
Of course, of course.
So when he says, let me be clear, it gains a little bit more satisfaction when he says it. Whereas the end of his sentences kind of trail off into his normal voice. Now, let me be clear. Do you have anything else to say?
Oh, now, future Obama, I want to know if you also noticed that Temi and Luke have not been talking for a long time. What's going on?
I think.
Talk to me. Me?
No, I don't know about these kids. You know, they're growing up with these hoverboards. They're landing on fire. One of them maybe just dropped on a hoverboard. Maybe exploded.
I see.
There's a 50% chance, you see? And there's 2 of them. There's a 50% chance of both of them. There's a 25% chance they both exploded. There's 25% Chance they both. So I think we got on safely. So they're dead. This is our radio show.
First of all, I did not understand those percentages at all. You went from 50% to 25%, and then you just kind
of
cut off.
50% of 50%.
50% of 50%, huh? Oh, I see. Okay. Let me be clear. You're not being very clear to me, future me. Also, I want to ask, what year exactly are you coming from that we have hoverboards?
Year 2000, yep.
I'm going to need a clarification because you were not clear. I'll let you be clear,
2000,
please.
2000, bop,
2000, bitty bop,
maru. Bop, bop, bop,
bitty bop, maru.
No. 2000, better, bop, bop, and bear.
I see.
You'll never understand.
I'll never understand. And that's why I think it's time.
2000 and bitty boop. Your voice will start changing. It'll become more closely aligned with Luke's shitty impression in your time. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Now let me be clear.
Please be clear.
I only said that for the same reason I explained earlier.
What was that reason?
Luke's insecure about his other Obama impression. But when he says, let me be clear, sounds a little better.
You know, I'm going to say, as president of the Free Nation, and as a close friend, presumably, of Luke, of the Luke Hanley, I'd say that, you know, his impressions aren't so bad.
What was that?
Sorry. I had a bug in my throat.
That happened. I remember that when I was you.
Right.
In the past.
How old are you? I think I'm going to leave.
I think that's an inappropriate question.
I agree. I believe it's time to go. Make no mistake, we will be back at a later date, to be determined. I think you should go back to your time, future me, before we collapse the time continuum.
All right.
As we know it.
I'm walking away.
As am I.
Let me be clear.
You were already clear a long time ago. I do not need you to be clear again.
I'm not coming back for a while.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
That was so...
I can't believe we exploded on those hoverboards, dude. Dude. Those were hard to ride.
50% out of 50%.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't get that.
Wait, weren't you here for that?
For what?
True.
Yeah.
True. True.
I gotta soothe these burns.
Yeah, from the hoverboard.
They hurt.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry you ate so much shit on those hoverboards.
Yeah.
You got that.
I wasn't paying attention to the road. I was trying to do a Bim Bam impression.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
His voice will change and exactly fit my impression. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One can dream. You can hope. We can all hope. We can pray. We can pray to our gods that happens. All of the collective.
Or we can make it so. Never mind.
Yeah. Good one. Here in Dom Yermifo, we like to have fun. Also, it's 4:09, you know.
What does that mean?
That means that I have work in 5 hours.
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah. I might sleep here. Because I don't have a phone, I don't have an alarm clock, and it's going to be incredibly difficult to wake up.
Oh, man. What if you just leave your window open so it gets bright?
True. Okay, yeah, I can do that.
All right, what are ways to wake up?
Yeah,
call us. If you don't have an alarm clock, yeah, call us. You're not going to call us. Let's just discuss it.
Let's be honest. Let's just be real. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no drills. How's the song go?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Wait, so how could you wake up? All right, you have to wake up what time?
Like 8:30
or something. 8:30.
Or like 8:45, really. That's in less than 4 hours. More than 4 hours.
You don't have a phone.
No phone.
You have a laptop.
Yeah, but it's broken. The screen is broken.
You have a broken computer and a broken phone.
Yeah.
Do you have any other electronics?
Like a pager?
Any electronics. Literally anything that uses electronics. Just list them right now.
I got an MP3 device.
Does that have an alarm?
I haven't checked. I also don't know where it is. Yeah. I have a fan.
That won't do.
An electric fan.
That won't do.
That won't do. Dang.
What other electronic devices do you have?
I got another fan, a clip-on. You can clip it on your arm or the bedpost. Any way to keep yourself
relax.
Cool. I also have no, that's it. That's all I have. I have an old iPhone that I found under the snow last year.
Does it work?
No. Then what's definitely doesn't. It definitely doesn't work. I also threw it against the wall in one of my Snapchats. So
I have an old iPhone that works. That has the alarm you can borrow.
Wait, really?
Yeah, solid. But like, yeah. Is that worth though?
Yeah. All right. Well, is it?
Like if you just open your window in the sun, you'll probably wake up, right?
Yeah, and I woke up.
But also, like, if you don't, you're not waking up for work. So that would be risky.
That would be pretty risky. I mean, if I can get to work at, like, 9, 10, latest.
What time do you usually wake up without an alarm? How'd you do it today?
I have anxiety. I just let anxiety take control.
Oh, yeah. That's some good shit.
It was horrible because I was, like, hoping that it was 7 o'clock so I'd go back to sleep. So I was so tired.
Yeah.
Now I'm repeating it. I'm just going to repeat that same feeling. I'm aware of it now, though.
At least it's a different feeling than classes. I feel like work stress is, like, it's the same every time, but, like, classes, it's just, like, it's different but bad.
Yeah. Because sometimes you don't even care, you know. Sometimes you do. Yeah. There are some really creepy drawings around this station. Like, well, some of them are. Like, that's fine. But look up, and you see a baby that looks like a demon child.
Where?
Like the devil's baby further. That's Charlie Brown saying good grief.
I know.
There's Iron Man reading a book on the ledge.
I like Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown's pretty chill.
Charlie Brown has a rough, you know. If I could be not someone ever, it'd be Charlie Brown. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Or Hitler.
Wouldn't be cartoon characters?
Yeah, cartoon characters. Let's limit it to that.
Let's not go Hitler.
Yeah, let's not go full throttle. Just relax.
How about... Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
There's a picture of Goofy as Hitler. So
oh, kind dang.
Of, kind of way too convenient for this conversation.
Yeah. Wow.
I probably wouldn't be... Kurt's a Cowardly Dog. Seems like he has it rough.
Yeah, he does.
It's a show about how scared he is.
Yeah, for you guys who don't know, Courage the Cowardly Dog, it's a show about a dog that pretty much takes care of his two senile owners, very old people. And he, every day, I think, he's just like tormented with these monsters, demons, whatever comes to their middle of nowhere home. and he just has to like take care of them.
They can't escape.
Yeah, they can't escape. It's a really scary show. I definitely could not watch it right now. You know. Yeah.
Also
he never, he's always like walking on his hind legs. That must be tiring.
Yeah, for a dog.
For a dog.
What character would you not want to be?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Let me think. Arnold has a football head, and yeah. I don't want a football head.
Yeah, but he kind of like...
Meg sucks. Meg? From Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
She has it rough.
I think Double D has it rough.
Double D?
From Ed and Eddie.
Oh.
Do you watch that?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Double D was just like... He was always like the guy who like the other Reds wouldn't listen to.
Oh, yeah. He was always
insecure.
Yeah. Was he in the red shirt?
Yeah, in the hat.
Yeah. That looked like a leech on his head.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I think I should go to sleep. We can come back like tomorrow, maybe at like 5 or 6 or whenever.
In the morning?
No.
Oh. Dinner time?
Yeah. Or like, just, I'm going to come back and just see the random times if it's free. Because the guys before us just went for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Straight. How do they do that? How do they just allow that to happen?
It's probably pretty open during senior week because it's between like the semester and the summer schedule.
True.
It's probably just free time. I would go during the, like, before Lucky Strike.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Get a lot of listeners too, maybe.
Probably not.
I don't care. I mean, I know they're always like exactly 12,000 listeners, so
yeah.
Like, I have no qualms with that number. Could be higher, but whatever. You want to close us out with a song? Maybe
what song?
Kaleidoscope. No, Hedron.
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah. You think those are good choices?
Yeah. By Bad Bad Not Good.
Yeah.
That's the band.
Yeah. Well, yeah, do it, dude.
What?
I don't have a phone.
Oh. I was like waiting for you to do it. But yeah, pick those.
No. No may.
All right, we'll do Hedron.
Let me log these songs.
All right, tell me when to start it.
We're all living to live. But are we truly living to live? I don't want to just survive in this world. I want to strive. I want to strive to thrive. And forget the beehives.
I just want to eat chives.
Chives, talking to chives, yeah.
That's it. I just
or Five Guys.
Ooh, Five Guys.
Yeah, I'd go for some Five Guys. No lie.
Pie.
Rye.
Fried
chicken. Now we're talking. We're getting somewhere now. What else? Fried chicken.
Ranch.
A side of mashed potatoes.
Ranch is the black hole of the like, conversation.
My mouth is dripping, Luke. It's dripping from the saliva.
You're getting it all over. I'm like Ox 1.
Dang it. Ox 1? Speaking of Ox 1, you want to play this jam?
Let's go.
All right. Just think about what I just said. You know what time it is? What time is it?
It's 45 seconds to 4:20.
Hey. Oh, that's true.
Maybe we have to wait.
We probably have to wait. Yeah. 4:20.
No, we can just start.
Yeah, let's just do
just
it.
Just assume it's 4:20. Go ahead.
Play it. We're still on.
Word. Oh, we'll still on. Well, we're still on.
No, we're still here.
This is the acapella version.
Yeah. Except with a little bit of background music from the instruments, but still, it's still a cappella.
Boom, 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 boom,
Nice, dog. Nice, nice,
Yeah, dude.
Dude, so. All right, we out here. Thanks for listening, bearing with us, struggling to keep up.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening, find me and I'll give you like money.
Yeah, I'll literally probably give you $10 if you're still listening.
Each.
If you call right now, give me your information, I will give you $5.
If you call right now, I will give you $1 and request it back. And then give you
$10. I'll Venmo you $5 if you call and give me your Venmo tag.
Same. You'll leave with $10.
20 seconds.
Yeah, we're leaving in the next 10.
I'm literally going to pay a caller. The next caller wins $5.
Are we allowed to do that?
We're quote just joking.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna do that.
Yeah. Not already pulling up my Luke's phone or Venmo on the internet.
Well, that's been 20 seconds, so we're not actually doing.
Yeah.
That.
Sorry.
It was a joke the whole time, anyway.
Yeah. Totally, just a joke. Good one. Good one. Dude, it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight, because this has been like, this is going to be rough to waking up. It's going to be really rough waking up. Oh my God.
And have a cold. Think about the good times.
Yeah, true. I'll try not to think about the sun that's going to come up in the next 30 minutes, though. No birds, though. I guess they're all done having sex.
Birds are never done.
True. Have you ever been pooped on by a bird?
I don't think so.
Let's end on that note.
I've seen it been done.
You've seen it?
I've seen it on other people, but I've never been in the crosshairs of the anus.
Yeah, the anus is key. If a bird pooped in my anus, I would like not be okay with that.
Pooped on your anus?
In it.
In your anus?
Yeah.
How would it do that?
With my cheeks spread wide to the heavens, duh.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. And on that note, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Untitled with DJ Afrocarpus and
Makana Sada.
Thanks for listening. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah.
But also, you can't not admit and have a great time.
I'm very sorry, dude.
I'm going to fade us out in a really cool way. This might be the last time we do this, you know? Shout out to everyone that listens. You know who you are. I know who you are, too. Because you talk about it, and you're like, wow, that was like really cool. I'm like, word, thank you. So, yeah. I'm not going to... Yeah,
word.
Word. Slowly fading out. Wait.
Peace.
Gonna turn on Rivendell as I fade. More seconds of that.
Yeah. We're still here.
Still here. Playing with your heartstrings.
You thought that was the end of us, huh?
That was the end.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, peace out. See you. Bye.
play my guitar.
But I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy.
I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you. We have time for one more. We have time for one more. Okay, you're right. You guessed it. I'm going to do a little version. For those of you who came late, this is our geographical song involving Route 128. Okay, we're gonna wait to get back in Modern Lover's precise order. Okay. And we say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Road runner. Going faster, miles an hour. Gonna drive out on the turnpike with the radio on. And I see you in the morning. You're all dressed in black and yellow to be the thoroughly modern man. The thoroughly modern fellow and be the roadrunner. That's right.
Radio on.
I got the LM.
Radio on.
I got the car radio, everybody.
Radio on.
I got the radio on.
Radio on.
Thank you very much. We'll say hello to the spirit of 1956. Patient in the bushes next to 57. The highway is your girlfriend as you go by quick. Suburban trees, suburban speed, and it smells like heaven. I said, Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. In the highways of neon, I love it. I'll be your roadrunner. That's right.
Radio on.
I got the L.
Radio on.
Got the car.
Radio on.
And W-O-R. Dark and on Route 128 by the industrial park. Doesn't anyone love the highway other than the modern lovers? Because we're highway lovers and we're such suburban lovers and we're in love with the world. With the radio on, we think like roadrunners. That's right!
Radio on!
Love the highway, love the neon!
Yeah. doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Thank you.